Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined now by Métis artist Kaylee Jade. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining us here. Some exciting news on your end. You have a new song called The Ceiling. Can you tell us a little bit about the song? We'll start there, maybe the messaging and how it all came about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I've written The Ceiling with my good friend Amanda Penner. She's also a local singer-songwriter and part of the duo Halfway Home, if you happen to catch them at Folkfest. But we were kind of having this conversation in the dark months. It was like probably January or February, and it was cold and dark outside. And we were just feeling very alone and very isolated and just kind of discussing all of these atrocities happening all over the world and how powerless we were feeling in the face of everything. And I'd kind of had this idea of this concept where you wake up in the morning and maybe everything feels a little bit hazy, hard to connect with others in your life, kind of like you're waking up on the ceiling. And so that kind of blossomed into what the song is. And I think at its core, it's important that we continue to push back against those feelings of lethargy, of apathy, when we're feeling like that, and continue to show up for our neighbors, for our community, for the people who need it most in our lives. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that sounds like a song that we can all certainly relate to, and feelings that we've all had at some point, definitely. So going to be one that we can all connect with there. And I've heard the recording process was quite interesting for the song, Kaylee. It sounds like each member of the band flew out a little bit separately. Do I got that right? I'll let you take it from there. But it sounds like it was an interesting recording process.
It was. This was my first time recording outside of the city of Edmonton. I recorded with Hill Corcutis in Toronto. She'd also worked with artists like Aston Abbey and Sebastian Gaskin, if you're familiar with those. If you're not, check them out. They're awesome. But yeah, we'd kind of established a relationship over the last year. And I was like, you know what? I would love to record with you. But just sort of the logistics of everything and getting all of my band members out to Toronto to record was kind of a little bit challenging. So we ended up just flying everyone out one at a time to record. And they got to stay with me in my kind of terrible Airbnb. But we all had a really good time. And it was really fun to spend that one-on-one time with everybody. You know, you hang out a lot as a band and in a group, but it was really fun for me to just be able to have that time with everybody individually and just kind of connect that way and share that experience with everyone as they were kind of coming and going with this sort of like revolving door feeling.
You kind of answered my next question. I was going to say, was that fun for you or did it make it challenging? But it sounds like everybody sort of made the best of the situation.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that everybody brought this different, you know, like their own personal energy into the room. And that also shaped the way that we were working through the process, too.
You've been in Toronto and you've also been kind of all over the prairies in the summer. But you're not resting, are you? It sounds like another tour is in the works here. Can you share with our audience that you just wrapped up a little bit of a summer tour, but this is, I guess, part two coming up in the fall?
Yeah, this is the first time I got to bring my full band out to Vancouver Island and back over the summer, which was really special. I'd done it kind of as my acoustic duo over the past couple of years, so this is the first time we got to bring the full kit and caboodle, as they say. And now we're going to be heading out to the prairies. We have dates through Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and all the way back, culminating in my single release show in Edmonton on October 3rd.
Okay, we'll make a special note of the Edmonton show, but just on the touring aspect, one last one for you here. If people have never seen you perform live, you know, what can they expect when they get a live show from Kaylee Jade?
I think that we are very dynamic performers. I think that we bring a lot of energy and a lot of fun to everything that we're doing. A lot of us have backgrounds in performance, in music, in theater. So I think that all of these kind of qualities really make for a fun full experience for everybody.
Well, certainly have to check Kaylee Jade out if you are wanting to see a fantastic show. And of course, check out the newest song from Kaylee Jade called The Ceiling. Kaylee, thank you so much for this and best of luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.